真打开我们的心，让我们更甘心乐意来跟随你。主，你是主，你是神，求你祝福我们每一位，让我们今天讲的听的都能够在心里来愿意来跟随你。谢谢主，赞美归给你，祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。嗯，这是一段非常简单又明了的一段圣经。
This is a simple but clear passage.
就是主耶稣呼召门徒。
It's about Jesus calling of his disciples.
当主耶稣受洗之后。
After Jesus was baptized.
他弥赛亚的身份彰显的时候。
And his role as a Messiah was revealed.
他就召呼召门徒来跟随他。
And he called disciples to follow him.
因为他来就是要预备这样的门徒。
And because this is the purpose of his coming.
他来当然固然是为了十字架上的救恩。
Of course, he came to for the Savior on the cross.
但是他在地上三年多的时间，一个很重要的事情就是培养这样的门徒。
But one important thing he did of his work on earth is to train the disciples.
所以他一旦受洗，马上就开始有呼召门徒跟随他。
So he started calling disciples once he was baptized.
所以当在 这段圣经当中讲啊，当两个门徒听见施洗约翰讲看哪、啊、神的羔羊，这两个门徒就马上就跟随了耶稣。
So in this passage when two of John's disciples heard him say look the lamb of God and they immediately followed Jesus.
但是这段圣经简单明了。
This is a simple and clear passage.
但它跟其他的三卷书稍微有点区别。
But it's slightly distinct from the other three Gospels.
四卷书都记到了耶稣呼召门徒。
And this was written in all four Gospels.
但其他的几卷书都讲到耶稣的呼召。
But the other three emphasized on Jesus' calling.
这段圣经呢，就是讲到门徒来找耶稣。
And this one talks about disciples following of Jesus.
那为什么会这样记载？
Why such a... why this?
因为这个跟约翰福音的主题有关系。
Because this is related to the theme of the Gospel of John.
大家都晓得，绝大多数人都同意，约翰福音是约翰在年老的时候写的。
Most people agree that the Gospel was written when John was at old age.
很有可能在主后85-90年的时候。
Probably around 85-90 after.AD.
那这时候距离耶稣死后复活升天已经隔了将近60年的时间。
So this was 60 years after Jesus' death and resurrection.
那这60年过后，你要晓得，当初跟随主耶稣的门徒几乎没有了。
You know, 60 years passed. Most of the disciples have passed away.
而且呢，这是罗马皇帝，你也晓得。不但尼禄皇帝和多米田皇帝这样经常的逼迫基督徒。
Furthermore, you know, the Roman empires persecuted Christians.
罗马皇帝经常自称为神。
They oftentimes call themselves God.
要他的臣民来拜他。
They require all their citizens to worship them.
你要不拜罗马皇帝，你很有可能遇到很大的艰难。
So you would be in big trouble if you refused to worship the Roman empires.
再加上很多因为圣经还没有完全，有些个人呢比较有经验。
Plus, because at that time the Bible was still incomplete, so many people had different experiences.
但这个经验不是好的，他们会自高自大，从圣经的一些话彰显出很多东西来，就变成异端的盛行。
But those experiences were not all good, so they made the people sometimes proud.
比如说，他们说耶稣可能不是神，这是一个人。
For example, some of them said Jesus was not God, but just a human being.
有的说呢，耶稣是神，不过他不是一个真正的人，他只是一个幻影而已。
Others said Jesus was indeed God, but he was not human. He was just like a phantom.
约翰福音，约翰就写了挑选一些事情，告诉我们一件事情。
In John's Gospel, he emphasized one thing.
他要让 弟兄姐妹每一个信主的人能够单纯的跟随神。
That is to get everybody to follow Jesus.
所以约翰福音第二十章最后一句话，他告诉我们。
So in the John's Gospel chapter 20, the last sentences goes by.
我们弟兄姐妹可以一起念这节圣经。
Let's read John's 1:20.
但记这些事，要叫你们知道。对，这里很清楚讲到了约翰福音的主题。
So clearly this points out the theme of the gospel.
在圣经呢，约翰福音大家最常熟悉的是三章十六节。
So our most familiar passage in John's gospel is 3:16.
但是其实约翰福音写给我们真正的最主要的目的，告诉我们耶稣基督是神。
However, the main purpose of this gospel is to claim that Jesus Christ is God.
而且不仅他是神，当我们跟随他的时候，他要叫我们得生命。
Not only this, but when we follow Jesus, he will give us a life.
因为我们今天可能也遇到很多像类似的情况。
Actually, today we might encounter many similar situations.
有人说我不会拜假神的。
Some people say I would never worship an idol.
但是其实我们内心里还都是有些渴望追求的东西。
But still, deep in our heart, we have something to seek.
什么是假神呢？就是用人的东西去代替神的位置，这通通都是假神。
What is an idol? So anything you use to replace God with.Is an idol.
我们可能会遇到生活的难处，我们很想知道，哎呀，这个神要告诉我就好了。
So sometimes in the daily difficulties, we would love to know the God's plan.
我们很想去问，就是哎呀，这个事情应当怎么办？要是耶稣告诉我，我肯定会这样做。
We really want to ask Jesus and hope he will tell us what to do.
作为一个牧师啊，经常是被人问的。
And as a pastor, I was asked by many people this question often.
对，有人来问你谈恋爱，他该怎么谈
？Some people ask me how to date.
有人问这个工作怎么找
？Some people ask me how to find a job.
其实你不知道，牧师也难的。
Actually, you don't know. I'm difficult.
因为我自己也是很多事情不知道该怎么办。
Because I myself have many things I don't know how to deal with.
我有时也同样的痛苦。主啊，你要告诉我，我一定会去做。可是我好像得不到答案。
I have same request. Lord, if you tell me what to do, I will do that. But I don't have an answer.
所以我们该怎么样去寻找这个答案
？So how should we find this answer?
再加上今天在教会里面有些光景。
Furthermore, the today's situation in the church.
前段时间我跟几个大教会的牧师在一起聊天的时候
A while ago, I had a conversation with several pastors of bigger churches.
但有一个弟兄就讲了，哎呀，这今天教会里很多事情啊，可是没人做。
One brother said, "Oh, there are so many things in the church, but very few people are willing to do it."
他说，为什么教会是20%的人去服侍80%的人？
So why is it that in churches always 20% of people serving 80% of the people?
我感谢神，我们教会还没有那么大。
Thank God, our church is not that big.
但弟兄姐妹，这严格讲不是这样的。
Strictly speaking, brothers and sisters, it should not be this case.
我们怎么解决我们的问题
？So how do we deal with it?
我们应当从圣经当中看到他们当初怎么解决，我们可能也是怎么解决。
We should see from the Bible how they dealt with the situation.
我很想问弟兄姐妹，你跟从的是谁
？I really want to ask you, brothers and sisters, who are you following?
要跟从耶稣基督。
We need to follow Jesus Christ.
因为他是主，是神。
Because he is our Lord and God.
我们人得救之后，常常会有很多难处，我们想来询问神。
After we were saved, we still have many troubles, and we want to ask.
但是神能不能告诉我们，在乎我们能不能成为主的门徒。
But whether God will give us a solution depends on whether we are the follower of Jesus.
我们有很多的梦想，不见得不是不好。
We have many dreams that are not necessarily bad.
但我们能不能愿意放下一切来跟随主？
But whether we are willing to put on everything to follow Jesus.
刚才那首歌大家都唱了对吧？
We sang that song together.
296首。
It's a hymn 296.
我考考大家，还记得那首歌是什么吗？
Do you remember what that song was?
296是哪一首？
296。
对，我已经决定。
I've decided.
希望大家口唱心和的唱歌哈。
I hope you mean what you think.
因为他是主。
Because he's.
哪怕没有人跟随，我们要跟随主。
Even if no one else is willing, we still want to follow him.
我们今天坐在这里的人也是愿意来跟随主的。
The people who are sitting here are willing to follow Jesus.
不过这段话还是要对我们有些提醒。
However, this passage gives us an important reminder.
这段话跟其他的几个福音书相比较，似乎是最早发生的。
So this passage was written earlier than the others in different gospels.
其他的福音书还讲到门徒怎么丢了网啊，别了父亲，这段圣经好像没讲。
So different from the other gospels that talk about how the disciples just put away their nets or left their fathers, and that's not written here.
因为我们中国人讲万事开头难。
Because as the old Chinese saying goes, it's difficult to be.
我也觉得一个大楼的建造根基是最重要。
I also think the to build a mansion, the foundation is very important.
所以我们当我们跟随主的时候，我们最早怎么开始也是非常重要的。
So when we decide to follow Jesus, the beginning was very important.
所以我今天的信息是要跟随主。
So today's message is to follow Jesus.
因为他是主是神。
Because he's the Lord and God.
首先我们要知道他是主。
First we need to know he is the Lord.
当施洗约翰跟门徒讲的时候，说他不是在讲别的，说看哪、啊、神的羔羊。
When the Baptist John told his disciples, "Look, this is the Lamb of God."
他指明的耶稣基督是背负我们罪孽的。
So he pointed out that Jesus was the one who bore our sins.
是把我们的罪，是把我们从罪里拯救出来的那一位。
So he's the one who will save us from the sins.
所以圣经才马太福音就才提到说怎么样，我们要撇下一切来跟随主。
So it's written in the book of Matthew. We need to put away everything to follow Jesus.
因为当天使向约翰他的父亲启示的时候说，你的这个玛利亚必怎么样生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他让自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
This was how the angel revealed to Joseph that when your wife.Gave birth to a baby, you need to call him Jesus because he will save his people from sin.
我们跟随他，不是找一个追求的方向。
We don't follow Jesus just to follow a purpose.
因为他是主，他能够把我们从罪恶里拯救出来。
Because he is the Lord, he can save us out of sins.
我自己真的想到这段话，我非常感恩。
I'm very thankful whenever I think of this passage.
其实我很早就知道，就是不是很早。其实我接触福音之后，很快就意识到神的存在，也觉得耶稣应当是神。
Actually, not long after I became a Christian, I got to know the. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 我知道神的存在。也相信耶稣应当是神。
I knew the existence of God, and also I believed that Jesus is God.
但是我迟迟不愿意去受洗。
But still, I was reluctant to be baptized.
因为我不太愿意承认自己是个罪人。
Because I was unwilling to confess I was a sinner.
我觉得我自己干过错事。
I felt I made mistakes.
我也愿意就着这些错事认错。
I was even willing to.To admit my wrongdoing for these mistakes.
但是你要叫我承认我这个人是完全罪人，我不是很乐意。
But if you ask me to confess I'm a sinner in whole, I was reluctant.
直到有一次 因为看一个新闻啊，讲到一个国内一个事情啊，啊，那是忽然间我自己体会到，我其实我之所以走到今天，我真的是个罪人，是神免除我很多的难处。
Until one day, when I saw a news article in China, I realized I was totally a sinner, and it was God who forgave many of my sins.
Yeah, 唯有信靠他，因为他就是来怎么样，来赦免他的百姓的罪。
So we can only follow Jesus because he will forgive the sins of his people.
不但如此，他也给我们人生啊一个新的方向。
Not only this, and he would give us a new direction for our life.
路加福音啊，在讲到这段的时候啊，讲到施洗约翰的父亲他的那段话就说。儿呀，你要行在至高者的面前。
In the Gospel of Luke, when it described this, what happened, and it talked about the father of Baptist John, he said, "Son, you ought to act in front of the Most High."
因为他要照亮一切坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
Because he will shine, over the darkness and all people are sitting in the shadow.
把他们的脚引到永生的路上
，so that he would guide their feet to the path for eternal life。
你想想看，这个跟随的约翰写这卷书，我想他很有体会。
I think about this, since John wrote this book, he must have very deep impression。
我们的印象觉得这些门徒都很穷。
Our impression is that these disciples were poor。
其实也不一定哈。
Not necessarily, actually.
而马太就是挺富有的。
Matthew was rich.
而约翰就认识大祭司。
And John actually got to know the chief priest.
Yeah, 他可以经常进大祭司的家。
And he could visit the chief, the high priest often.
但是他们知道，如果没有耶稣，他们的结果是什么
？But they still knew without Jesus, how was their life?
啊，也不见得这些都是坏人哈，在我们人看来。
So in our eyes, these people are not necessarily bad people.
你看彼得很有这个保护别人的心肠的。
And remember, Peter has a heart to protect others.
主耶稣一讲我要三日要到耶路撒冷去受害，彼得马上说啊，主啊，万不可临到你。
Remember when Jesus said he would go to Jerusalem to be killed, and Peter said, "The Lord, this shouldn't happen to you."
其实从人看，这些都是一些好人。
So in our eyes, these were good people.
但是如果他们不跟随神
，But if they had not chose to follow Jesus,
他们最后的结果是什么
？What would have been their outcome?
我想坟墓是他们的终点。
I think tomb would be their end.
他们至终不可能有任何的结果。
In the end, they wouldn't have anything.
他们跟随神，他们才发现原来大光照着这些。看似很好，其实坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
Only when they follow Jesus did they realize the big light shine on on those people sitting in the dark.
当他们一跟随神
，once they followed the Lord.
马可福音讲，你们要得人如得鱼了。
According to the book of Matthew, they will obtain people as a fish.
耶稣基督马上赋予他们一个人生的方向。
And Jesus Christ immediately gave them a new purpose of life.
他们晓得活在地上到底要做什么。
And they started to know what they lived on the earth for.
所以弟兄姐妹，你跟随的是谁
？So brothers, sisters, who are you following?
当放弃一切来跟随耶稣，因为他是主是神。
We ought to put on everything to follow Jesus because he's the Lord and God.
当然，我们跟随神一个很重要的一点，在这段福音当中提醒我们，我们要与他同住。
Of course, one important thing this passage reminds us of is that we need to live with him.
今天哈，在教会里很多的门徒培训、门徒造就啊，我们往往是开一个课程。
Today we have in churches we have all kinds of trainings for discipleship.
学一些知识。
To learn knowledge.
这当然是很好。
This is good.
但是跟圣经相比，有些缺乏。
But But this is not enough. It's according to the Bible.
你看，耶稣带门徒啊，这三年之久啊，是一直跟他们同住。
And you see the way Jesus trained his disciple is to continuously lived with them.
我们今天其实一个很多的习惯就是讲究 privacy 隐私，对吧？Privacy. 我们今天的人很讲究隐私。
Okay. In today's society, we emphasize a lot on privacy.
其实隐私的好处是什么？你别人不要打搅我。
Actually, the benefit of having privacy is that you will not be bothered by others.
因为你老要打开家里，或者是老要让人住在家里，其实很不方便的。
Because if you often open your house or receive people, strangers in your house, it's not very convenient.
上个礼拜五，我们教会福音聚会，我讲了撒该的故事。
Last Friday, during our the fellowship, I told the story about Sagai.
因为那个故事告诉我们，耶稣来是整群找拯救世上的人。
And through that story, we learned Jesus came to save the whole people.
Yeah, lost. Yeah, 你看撒该一从树上下来怎么样，就把耶稣请到家里。
And you saw once Zechariah came down from the fig tree. He received Jesus in his house.
我想，如果每个人只请耶稣吃饭的话，大家都愿意。
I think everybody is willing to treat Jesus for a meal.
可是请耶稣吃饭的麻烦是，耶稣后面跟了几十个、上百个人。
But the problem of receiving Jesus is that Jesus had hundreds and thousands of followers.
你要请他的话，是所有人都要一起请的。
If you invited Jesus, you would have to invite everybody else.
而且请他更麻烦，他会请很多的罪人、妓女、税吏，什么人都到你的家里来。
And even more, Jesus would bring many, the sinners, the tax collectors, and even prostitutes to your house.
但你反过来讲
，But on the contrary,
如果你跟随耶稣
，If you follow Jesus,
耶稣到哪里，他都会把你带去。
Wherever Jesus goes, he would take you with him.
除非是短暂，他上山祷告的时候跟门徒有点分离之外，他从来没有丢下他的门徒。
So except for the short moment when Jesus went on the mount to pray by himself, he never left his disciples alone.
他把所有的事情给门徒安排好。
So he arranged for everything for his disciples.
他会打发门徒做所有的事情。
He would send his disciples for everything.
我们一定要怎么样？我们跟随门徒，要每一件事情、每一个想法、每一个时间，都是跟主在一起。
So we as his disciples ought to be with him every moment and for everything and every act.
那绝对不是像我们今天所谓一个很不好的词叫做礼拜天基督徒。
So it's not like the today's term called the Sunday Christians.
主愿意跟我们同住。
The Lord is willing to live with us.
你愿不愿意跟主同住
？But are you willing to live with Him?
你一旦跟主同住了之后
，Once you live with Him，
很多事情是不一样的。
Many things will become different.
因为耶稣就成了跟你对话的神。
Because then, Jesus will become a speaking God.
你读约翰福音第一章很清楚。
If you read the chapter one of the Gospel of John, it became very clear that
这里讲的再一天，对吧？再次日。
Here it says the next day.
因为其实耶稣第一天受洗的时候就跟他们在一起。
Actually, on the very day when Jesus was baptized, he was with them.
二十九节，次日的时候。那个约翰就讲了，看呐、啊，神的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的，耶稣仍然跟他们在一起。
In verse 29, on the next day, Baptist John said, "Look, this is the Lamb of God." Actually, Jesus was still with them.
但是当一旦跟门徒开始跟随他的时候，耶稣马上转过来跟他们说话。
But as soon as the disciples started to follow Jesus, Jesus turned around and talked to them.
耶稣问他你们要什么？门徒非常聪明，你在哪里住
？Jesus asked them, "What do you want?" And the disciples was very clever. They said, "Where will you stay?"
并且这一天就跟他同住了。
And actually, on that very day, they started to live with him.
从今之后，不但耶稣说我总不丢下你，也不撇，也总不丢弃你，也不撇下你。
From then on, Jesus said, "I will never leave you alone and abandon you."
而且耶稣一直在跟他们说话。
And actually, Jesus talked to them constantly.
马太福音啊，十三章啊，那里有一句话。
In chapter 13 of Matthew, it goes.
他说啊，十一节他说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
In verse 11, it says, "Because the secret of the kingdom is known only to you, not to them, not to them."
啊，他经常用比喻跟众人讲话。
So he used a lot of parables when he talked to his disciples.
他不是不想跟人讲。
It's not like he didn't want to talk to people.
没有人来找他。
But no one sought him.
门徒就说：“哎，这什么意思啊？”耶稣马上给他们讲解清楚。
And actually, whenever the disciples said, "What do you mean by the parables?" and Jesus would explain to them in detail.
因为凡有的还要加给他，没叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
And because Jesus said, "Whoever has it, I will give them more, and whoever don't have it, I will take away even what they have."
你跟神同住，耶稣就给你的关系就发生了变化。
If you live with the Lord, and the relationship you have with Jesus will differ.
你跟随的是谁？
Who are you following?
当丢下一切来跟随神，跟随耶稣。
We need to put on everything to follow Jesus.
因为他是主是神。
Because he's the Lord and God.
当然我们跟随神一定要定睛在主的身上。
Of course, we got to fix our eyes on Jesus.
就是施洗约翰对他的帮助是什么？
So what's the help of from Baptist John?
因为这两个门徒某种意义上他们已经跟随神了。
In some sense, for those two disciples of John, they already followed God.
因为他们是施洗约翰的门徒。
Because they were the disciples of Baptist John.
但是当他施洗约翰一讲这是神的羔羊，是神所设立的时候，他马上就跟随了耶稣基督。
But when at the moment when John said this was the Lamb of God, they immediately followed Jesus.
我们人在地上也是一样。
So we have the same situation.
当我们跟随主的时候，到底人别人的帮助占多大的比例？这是很值得我们思考的。
So we need to think about what is the help of others when we decide to follow Jesus.
你看圣经当中有一个叫撒母耳的。
In the Bible there was a figure called Samuel.
他有一句话就是撒母耳在年幼的时候是在以利面前侍奉耶和华。
He once, when he was young, he served God in front of Elijah.
也就说明这其实那是撒母耳不够认识神。
So that means at that time he didn't know God enough.
所以神才呼召他。
So God called Samuel.
所以但是以利虽然是个糊涂的人。
So even if Elijah was not so clear.
但是在撒母耳的早期，可能还是对他有点帮助的。
But in the childhood of Samuel, he helped him a lot.
我们人呢，在跟随的时候啊，也常常有一些习惯。
So for us, when we follow Jesus, we had some habits.
我自己就是这样。
For example, for myself.
当我自己心里非常火热的时候啊，我跟着一个弟兄到处传福音。
When I have the great zeal inside me, I spread the gospel a lot.
我觉得他讲道挺好，我无意当中也就跟着他学。
I feel when the preacher's sermon was good, so just unconsciously I copied him.
别人讲他不好，我就很不爱听。
So when other people said something negative about this preacher, I didn't like it.
我们人呢？会受这个影响。
So we as human beings could be influenced.
虽然我后来非常感谢神，后来我因为有些事情发生，渐渐就少了这样的联系。
I'm very thankful for God. I was not troubled by this.
我们一定要定睛在主的身上。
We ought to fix our eyes on the Lord.
因为施洗约翰也是看着耶稣。
Because that was what the Baptist John did.
这里据圣经，就是刚开始讲，四旬里面他看见耶稣那个看字啊，是个关注定睛在耶稣身上。
So actually, the word used in the Bible, to say when a Baptist John saw Jesus, actually this term means a stare eyes, means fix his eyes on.
我们在成为主的门徒的时候，我们需要别人帮助，但是千万不要忘了。我们要定睛在主的身上。
So it's true that we need other people's help when we first became Christians, but don't forget that it is Jesus who is our focus.
要跟随耶稣，因为他是主，是神。
Follow Jesus because he is the Lord and God.
我们当我们跟随主的时候，我们内心世界里一定要非常愿意。
So when we follow Jesus, we need this willingness inside.
你看这两个门徒，当四旬一讲的时候，他们好像没有太大犹豫，马上就跟随了。
So look at those disciples. Whenever they heard what John said, they had no hesitation to follow Jesus.
而且我上次在这里讲到的，也特意提到，在早期使徒的教导和圣经的教导当中，成为门徒从来都不是个选项。
So in last time I shared a message here, I mentioned that in early Christian life, it was never a choice to be a disciple.
但是我们要自己愿意。
But we need our willingness.
徐老师在上次上课的时候最后就讲到基督徒是我们得救是完全靠恩典，但是基督徒要渐渐要有行为。
So just as what Professor Xu told us,it is through the grace that we are saved, but in our daily life, we need acts.
但我们今天是一个时代，是圣经知识是非常丰富的，但是行为上却是非常落后的。
Okay, in this age, we have abundant of knowledge about the Bible, but we lack acts in our daily lives.
一个很重要的地方就是在我们心思意念当中要愿意。
One important thing is we need to be willing.
这个词呢其实就是马太福音那个罗马书第八章的那体贴圣灵的体贴。
So this willingness is has the same meaning as the term in Romans chapter 8, we attend to the Holy Spirit.
或者像这个腓立比书第二章当中讲以耶稣基督的心为心 thinking
or the same thing in the book of Philippi it says we have the Lord's heart as our heart.
你看约翰福音记载这样的一个例子。
Look at this example in the book of in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音第三章和第四章是个很明显的比较。
And there is a very clear contrast in the chapters 3 and 4 in this gospel.
第三章的尼哥底母是一个有学问、有知识、愿意寻求神的人。
In chapter 3, it described a person called Nicodemus, who was a scholar and very knowledgeable, but still willing to seek God.
他想望神的国，自己来找耶稣。
He thought he's really after the kingdom of God, so he himself approached Jesus.
第四章记载一个行为很糟糕一个孤苦伶仃，一个没有什么学问，也没有多么盼望神的一个女子。
In contrast, in chapter 4, it talk about a woman who was poor and low status.And with little knowledge.
耶稣照着他们程度都开始讲解神的国。
But according to what they could understand, Jesus talk about the kingdom to both of them.
但尼哥底母只会问，怎么可能呢？
But Nicodemus could only ask, how could this be?
但那个撒玛利亚妇人怎么样？
However,
主啊，把这水赐给我。
However, what was the response of the Samaritan woman? She said, "Lord, give me the water."
当耶稣一跟你讲、跟你说话的这位就是的时候，他马上丢下水桶就进城去宣传去了。
So, when Jesus proclaimed to her that it is the person who is talking to you, and he immediately put on everything and returned to the city and spread the word.
当初这些门徒他们就愿意跟随神。
So in the beginning these disciples were willing to follow the Lord.
如果他们没有跟随神，彼得永远是个打鱼的。
If they had not chosen to follow Jesus, Peter would have been always a fisher.
马太就是收税的。
And Matthew, a tax collector forever.
但是当他们跟随主之后，他们就成为教会建造的根基。
Though after they chose to follow Jesus, they became the founders of the church.
圣经记载许许多多这样愿意的人。
So the Bible talks about a lot of such people.
他们在地上或许有很多人所看不起的地方。
Probably in the world, they were despised by other people.
就像妓女喇合。
Just like the prostitute.
就像这个参僧不干不净的参僧。
Like the Samson,
yeah, 就像那个妓女的儿子耶弗他。
Like the son of the prostitute.
啊，但是他们愿意跟随神。
But they all were willing to follow God.
希伯来书就讲到他们这些人啊，他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义。
As said in the book of Hebrews, and these people, because of their faith, they overcome their enemies.
软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢。
So weakness were turned into courage.
甚至讲到他们是为要得到更美的复活。
And so they will receive a wonderful kingdom.
当然跟随主啊，今天主在等我们。
So today, the Lord is waiting for us.
在乎我们的选择。
It's also depending on our choices.
因为耶稣基督的救恩，他的爱已经浇灌在我们心里。
Because Jesus Christ's love and the salvation has already been in our heart.
圣灵也会经常做感动的工作。
And the Holy Spirit will give us pushes.
但我们要从心底里做一个选择。
But we need to make a choice from deep of our hearts.
应当是我们来靠近神。而不是要求神来走近我们。
It is we that ought to follow approach Jesus instead of asking Jesus to approach us.
很多时候我们说主啊，你给我解决问题，我就来跟随你。
Many times we said, Lord, if you solve my problem, I would follow you.
主可能不一定照着我们的祷告来成就。
So Lord does not necessarily answer our prayer according to our will.
但主却给我们很多新的指引和方向。
But Lord gave us a lot of new guidance.
你去看啊，圣经马太福音有这样一段记载。
If you read Matthew, there is this story.
马太福音第九章的最后，他说你要举目向天观看，满天庄稼发白了。
In the end of chapter 9, it said, if you look up, and all the reaps have been Right.
所以当求庄稼的时候，打发工人去收他的庄稼。
So it's time to send the workers to heap the harvest.
我们今天也是一样，要做的工多，做工的人少。
It's same thing for today's church. We have a lot of things to do, but very few people are willing to.
教会里面许许多多的事情都等着我们去做。
We have so many issues in the church that are waiting for us to do.
儿童需要我们去看顾、去教导。
Children need us to care for.
我们在家里教导孩子，在教会更要教导孩子。
So we take care of our children at home, and we need to do more in the church.
福音需要去广传。
We need to spread the gospel to a greater extent.
每年有这么一大群的鱼啊，四五百条从中国游到这个地方。
Every year, there are such a large school of fish, about 400 or 500 fish, swam from China to College Station.
主在等得人如得鱼的人。
The Lord is waiting for the people who can obtain people as fish.
我们也在祷告，主啊，求你打发工人去收他的庄稼。
We have been praying that Lord, please send people to heap your harvest.
可是你读圣经却发现啊，主耶稣讲完这句话之后。你没有看见门徒祷告的，马上主就打发十二个人出去了。第十章开头，马上就打发他们出去了。
Actually, if you read the Bible, after Jesus said this, he immediately sent out his disciples.
为什么？因为这十二个人是已经跟随他的门徒。
Why? Because these 12 were already his disciples.
是的，耶稣叫过十二个人，给他们权柄，能赶走恶鬼，能医治各样的疾病，就打发他们进到以色列众人中间。
So Jesus immediately sent them out to the Jews after he gave them, called them around and gave them the authorities.
其实不是他们这个时候 才做的。其实他们当初耶稣呼召的时候，就明显看出来他们的特色是什么。
Actually, this was already seen when Jesus first called them out.
有接下来40节，一章四十节，马上怎么样？安德烈就去寻找到他哥哥，说我们遇见弥赛亚了，来跟随弥赛亚。
Actually, in John 1:40, you see the Andrew immediately went out to find his brother and told him that we have found the Messiah, and then they followed him.
今天耶稣基督的救恩已经完全。
Today, the salvation of Jesus Christ has been complete.
大使命已经颁布下来。
The great commission has been given.
他在等着谁呢？
Who is he waiting for?
你跟随谁
？You。
当跟随耶稣基督，因为他是主，是神。
You ought to follow Jesus Christ because He is the Lord.
我们要跟随主，要立刻行动。
We need to act immediately.
你心中有什么感动，需要马上去做。
If you have this push in your heart, you need to act at once.
今天的人拖延症很厉害。
Today, many people like to delay.
但是有一个跟随主基督这样，却不能有拖延症。
But we should not delay. In terms of following Jesus.
这里讲的他们跟随的时候有句话叫“那时候约有深圳了”，就第十个 tenth hour。
Here it says it's about the tenth hour or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
大部分解经说这个 tenth hour 是下午四点钟。
Yeah, most people thought of this tenth hour mean that means for
下午四点，他马上就跟随耶稣了。
So they followed Jesus at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
我在想，姐妹可能一定回家去拿点衣服，对吧？弟兄都拿点吃的，耶稣家有没有吃的都不知道。
I was thinking people might need to go back home and to fetch some food and clothes because they're not sure if Jesus would have enough for them.
你要晓得，耶稣说：“我人子没有枕头的地方，他家睡觉的地方够不够都不知道。”
I remember Jesus said, "The man of people don't even have a place for a pillow, so we're not sure if he has enough for his disciples."
可是这些门徒马上立刻。就跟随了耶稣。
But these disciples immediately followed Jesus.
有一个人讲过一句很好的话，他说：“明天是魔鬼送给我们的最好的礼物。”
So somebody said a very wise thing that tomorrow is the best gift from the demon.
因为你总有明天嘛。
Because you always think you have tomorrow.
弟兄姐妹，跟随主，现在马上立刻就要做。
Brothers, sisters, follow the Lord immediately.
就跟大家讲一个人物。
Let me tell you the story of a figure.
在历史上有个人物叫做安东尼。
In history there is a figure called Anthony.
这个人呢，他家里非常富有，他有一个妹妹。
He was from a rich family and with a sister.
他父母早亡之后呢，他就照顾他的妹妹。
So once his parents passed away.He took care of his sister.
那时他非常年轻。
He was very young at that time.
有一天他读福音书，听到说主耶稣一句话。
One day when he writes the Gospels, he paid attention to one sentence of Jesus.
他说：“你去变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，你还要来跟随我。”
Jesus said, give everything you have to the poor, and then you follow me.
他就。马上去把家里的财产全部卖掉。
And he did that immediately.
除了少留一部分给他妹妹之外，其他的全部分给穷人。
Except leaving a little bit to his sister, he shared everything with the poor.
又有一天，他听到主耶稣的一句话说：“不要为明天忧虑。”
On another day, he read this passage: "Don't worry about tomorrow."
他就做了一个决定。
He made a decision.
他就进到沙漠。
He went on to the desert.
与主同住。
And living with God.
当这种方法固然不可取。
Of course, this way is the debatable.
但是他的与主同住的心智，却是我们值得我们学习的。
But his resolution to live with God is something we ought to learn.
在沙漠里二十年之久。
He lived in desert for as long as 20 years.
他在心思意念当中能够与主同行。
So he walked with Jesus in his heart and mind.
后来他主又感动他离开沙漠进到人群当中。
Later, he was moved by Lord to leave the desert and then joined the world.
帮助了很多的人。
He helped a lot of people.
有贵族，也有平民。
From nobles to the poor.
其中有一个人物对教会历史非常重要的就是亚塔拿修。
So one of whom was a very important figure to the church.
所以他这个安东尼被称为沙漠教父。
So this person Anthony was called the Desert Father.
我们并不是要学他，一定要进入沙漠。
I'm not asking you to learn from him to move to desert.
但是他听到神的话，就有简单的信心，马上做跟随的动作。
But we need to have this simple heart whenever we hear the Lord's word. We need to act right away.
弟兄姐妹，你软弱吗？
Brothers, sisters, are you weak?
你疲乏吗？
Are you tired?
你觉得心里有迫切的感觉吗？
Do you have anything that
burden? Yeah. 你有没有为教会的事情担忧呢？
Do you worry about the church affairs?
你有没有看到你将来的方向呢？
Do you see the direction for your future?
你有没有思想到你人生终点的时候所要得的事情呢？
Have you thought about what you will get at the end of your life?
你跟随的是谁？
Who are you following?
当跟随耶稣基督。
You ought to follow Jesus Christ.
因为他是神，是主。
Because he is the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你这段简单而明了的话。我们也看到这群人，主啊，他们跟随你，你从没有丢弃他们，从没有撇下他们，你常常的指引他们。我们深信你的心意也必将在我们的身上。愿主你在我们中间做奇妙的工作，引领我们认识你，晓得你是主，晓得你是神，晓得你掌管一切，更晓得生命在你的里边，我们当跟随你。你也必把丰盛的生命赐给我们，无论是顺境逆境，我们都晓得你不会丢下我们。主，谢谢你，因为你的应许不会改变，你的心意也不会改变，你做事的法则也不会改变。你是昨日今日直到永远不改变的神。我们谢谢你，也愿主你在我们中间做奇妙的工作。我们每一个人今天愿意跟随你，也求主你能够擦亮我们的眼睛，看到我们所跟随的到底是谁，看到我们至终所走的方向，也看到今天所当行的事情。我们谢谢主，赞美归给你。我们深信你的恩典会保守我们直到永永远远。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名， 阿门。